Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. On this 11th day of Ramadan, we hear from a native-born Texan who was raised Southern Baptist.
My name is Nicole Queen, and I am from Dallas, Texas.
While she was learning about Islam, she found strength in the ideas and teachings of Yusuf Estes, a fellow Texan convert. Now in her late 20s, she is a practicing Muslim, active in her community in Dallas. She continues to photograph and blog about Islamic subjects.
When I first started the transition from party girl to I'm going to wear hijab and devote myself to God, it was definitely a rough transition. There's a lot that you have to learn if you want to really take another religion into your heart. I started to fast the month of Ramadan 2 years before I actually converted to Islam because I used to think it was just a pretty cool thing. Like people said, you know what, this month I'm not going to eat or drink anything until the sun goes down, and that kind of makes you all equal. Like everybody is hungry, everybody's thirsty, and it also humbles you. Like it teaches you what it's like for the people who don't have access to all the food and water that we have, you know. So I would fast through the month, and it felt great. And I remember my first year to fast Ramadan as a Muslim, I thought, oh, you know, I've done this before, but when you fast as a Muslim, I remember it was just completely different feeling. Like you feel like you're glowing the whole month, and it's a really tough thing to do because when you fast as a Muslim, you're not just fasting. You have lots of extra praying and everything, your intentions the whole time are about, you know, worship and about what you're offering to God and your sacrificing that you're making, and you get together with other families. And I remember just feeling like I felt like I was belonging to something where when you first become a Muslim, you just feel kind of alone. Like as a convert, you feel kind of alone because you're a convert to them, and to your family, you're pretty rebellious. You're being really different, you know. And so I remember that first Ramadan, I really felt like I had a place with people, you know. I had a home with them, and I had a place with my in-laws. And so that's, I think that first Ramadan was when I actually started to feel like I belong to one group or the other. You know, it really was kind of a special moment for me in that.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.